had taken in after their mother died of lung cancer. Getting into some scrapes with the other kids and acting out, or so the director says. I'll admit to being out of my league with things like this. You're doing great, and you'll figure out what to do. I hope you're right. But you didn't come by to talk about my woes, did you? No, she said with a smile. I came to talk about my woes. His brows knitted with concern.
What's wrong?
Shannon.
What about him? I thought things were going great for the two of you.
Things are great. Victoria paused and shook her head. No, that's not true. It could be great, but it's like there's this gigantic brick wall standing between us, and I can't get around it or over it or through it, no matter how hard I try.
Oh, Seamus said, nodding. I see.
I hope you know, I'd never bother you with this if I wasn't feeling sort of desperate about what to do.
First of all, love, you're never a bother. We're friends, aren't we?
I'd like to think so. She and Shannon spent a lot of time with Seamus and Carolina, and now they're boys, too. The four of them regularly went out to dinner, played cards, and spent holidays together. He stood.
Take a walk with me. This isn't a short conversation.
Victoria got up to go with him, eager to hear what he had to say, even if part of her was afraid, too. They walked to the pier where the fishing boats came and went, bringing in fresh catch of the day that was sold to island residents and restaurants. In the middle of the day, the pier was mostly deserted, with many of the boats out on the water.
Has he told you about Fiona? Seamus asked after a long silence.
Who? Victoria immediately thought of the woman who worked with Grace McCarthy at the pharmacy, but clearly Seamus meant someone else.
I didn't think so.
Who is she?
She was his first love back in Ireland.
He rested his arms on one of the pilings and stared out at the ocean.
It's still hard to talk about her, even after all these years.
Suddenly, Victoria was sorry she'd sought him out, and particularly sorry she'd asked questions she had no business asking. Maybe it would be better if I didn't know.
Would it?
He was giving her an out, and Victoria wanted to take it because she sensed that whatever he was about to tell her would change everything. Was that what she wanted? To change everything? I don't know.
You want to understand him, right? She nodded. Then you need to know about Fiona.
Resigned to hearing the story, Victoria leaned against the next piling, needing the support it provided.
I can't remember a time when they weren't together. They met in school and were inseparable from then on. After they finished school, they moved to Dublin so she could pursue a career as a model. Shannon got a job as a bartender to help make ends meet so she could focus on her career, which was really taken off. She had a top agent and a couple of photographers who loved to work with her.
Victoria wanted to run away from whatever was coming next. What happened?
I'm only going to tell you this much, love. She was murdered.
Victoria felt like she'd been punched. Oh, God, she whispered.
I'll leave it to him to share the details if he chooses to. I've already said more than I should have. He's intensely private on this topic. He doesn't talk about her at all.
Her heart ached for Shannon. Tears flooded her eyes, spilling down her cheeks.
As you can imagine, he's never been the same since she died. For a long time afterward, we worried he'd take his own life rather than have to live without her. So we made sure someone was always with him the first year. We watched him around the clock. The second year, he started drinking and spent most of that year on the next drunk. By the time he finally snapped out of that stage, we were about to send him to rehab. But one day, he got up, took a shower, got dressed and went back to work at the bar, as if nothing had happened. That's what he did for years. Got up, went to work, did what he had to do to survive. Then 8 years